from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia strongly condemns U.S. ambassador remarks on Israel occupying the West Bank. Indonesia's diplomatic efforts focus on reconciliation and Palestinian independence. And now the news in details. Indonesia's foreign ministry strongly condemned remarks by United States Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee, who said that Israel's occupation on the West Bank is an acceptable step. The condemnation was conveyed through a joint statement issued on Sunday, 22nd of February 2026, together with the foreign ministries of 13 other countries, including Egypt, Jordan, Pakistan, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia, as well as the secretariats of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, the League of Arab States, and the Gulf Cooperation Council. Chairman of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, Ahmad Muzani, emphasized Indonesia's commitment to supporting the Palestinian struggle is not limited to the peace negotiation table alone. In his statement on Sunday, he highlighted Indonesia's strategic role in the reconciliation process and active involvement in the reconstruction of the Gaza region devastated by the conflict. This step is seen as a tangible form of support for Palestinian sovereignty on the international stage. Ahmad Muzani considers Indonesia's involvement in the reconstruction of Gaza to be a significant diplomatic advancement to free Palestine from the pressures of colonialization.
Di POP ini tentu saja kita terlibat bukan hanya pada proses pertemuan.
In this Board of Peace BOP, of course, we are involved not only in the Middle East peace process, but also in the reconciliation and rebuilding process in Gaza. And I think this is a significant and concrete step in our efforts to liberate the Palestinian people from the grip of Israel. Certainly, this is an extraordinary diplomatic effort.
Ahmad Muzani added that this step is considered a proud achievement as well as an important breakthrough that strengthens Indonesia's position on the international stage. With this concrete step, Indonesia is expected to continue being a driving force for the sovereign independence of Palestine. Head of the Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency Political Research Center, Atika Nur Alami, is pushing for a revision of presidential regulation concerning the handling of foreign refugees. She made this official statement through a press release on the BRIN website on Monday, February 23rd. She explained that this revision is urgent because the current regulations only focus on emergency response. As a follow-up, the agency will hold a workshop in Jakarta on Tuesday, February 24th, where this important activity is being carried out in collaboration with various international institutions and academic, such as UNHCR Indonesia and the International Organization for Migration. President Director of the Assessment Institute for Foods, Drugs and Cosmetics, the Indonesian Council of Ulama, Muti Arin Tawati, in a statement received in Jakarta on Monday, February 23rd, urged the Indonesian government to ensure equal treatment in halal certification policies. The statement was issued in response to a trade agreement between Indonesia and the United States that highlights the regulation of halal certification for the U.S. products entering the Indonesian market. She explained that the government regulation number 42 of 2024 requires cosmetics, medical devices, and related services to obtain halal certification and mandates non-halal products to clearly state their non-halal status. The Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency is strengthening international synergy with Japan Prefectural University of Kumamoto in tackling mercury pollution. This collaboration was manifested in the dissemination event Mercury Pollution and Kumamoto Prefecture Initiatives in the South Tangerang on Monday. This step aims to raise public awareness and research capacity regarding the threat of neurological disease caused by mercury, called Minatama disease.
This is particularly significant given that mercury pollution is not only a local issue but has also become a global issue with a significant impact on human health and the quality of our environment.
The event was also attended by Prof. Tetsuro Agusa from Prefectural University of Kumamoto, along with member of doctoral students from Indonesia who are currently conducting research on sustainable mercury in Japan. This collaboration is expected to accelerate technology transfers in efforts to eliminate mercury in Indonesia. The Kutabalang Bridge in Birun Regency Aceh, located on the main road in Sumatra but damaged by Cyclone Senyar late past year, is now being rebuilt with support from the Indonesian government. Its construction drew attention when Indonesia's Minister of Home Affairs, Tito Karnavian, directly monitored its progress.
We are now at the banks of the Kruen Tingkel River at the Kutabalang Bridge. We are pleased to see that construction has begun and has reached 18%. It was previously cut off. There's a temporary bridge, and now a permanent bridge will be built.
We are now on the banks of Kruang Tingkum River at the Kutabalang Bridge. We are pleased to see that construction has begun and has reached 18%. It was previously cut off, there is a temporary bridge, and now a permanent bridge will be built. Tito Karnavian, who said also serves as the head of task force for the acceleration of post-disaster rehabilitation and reconstruction in the Sumatra region, said that construction of the bridge being carried out by the Ministry of Public Works is targeted to completion for July. The Chinese or Lunar New Year in Indonesia is a national holiday popularly called Imlek. This year, the National Imlek Festival, titled Harmoni Imlek Nusantara, was held at Lapangan Banteng Square, Jakarta on Sunday, February 22nd. The event promotes the spirit of diversity while reaffirming the global presence of Indonesian talent. Ofra has the details.
Indonesian Deputy Minister of Creative Economy Irene Umar emphasized that the National Imlek Festival is not merely an annual celebration, but part of a broader series of events under the theme Harmoni Imlek Nusantara. Irene Umar explained that the concept of Harmoni Imlek Nusantara aims to foster togetherness and showcase Indonesia's diversity, especially amid the holy month of Ramadan for Muslim, considering Indonesia is a predominantly Muslim country. She noted that the public can witness a representation of the nation's rich cultural heritage in one shared space.
So Harmoni Imlek Nusantara is actually a series of events. We started earlier this month in various regions. Through Harmoni Imlek Nusantara, we want to present harmony during the month of Ramadan, so people can come here and see the beauty of Indonesia and the diversity that is represented here.
In addition to promoting cultural harmony, she also highlighted the growing presence of Indonesian talent on the international stage. She dismissed the notion that Indonesia merely serves as a consumer in the global creative industry, stressing that Indonesian creatives are well received internationally.
Many Indonesian talents have already made their way to Korea. So if people say that Indonesia is only a consumer country, that is not true. Many Indonesian talents have advanced to Korea and Koreans really like them.
Through Harmoni Imlek Nusantara, the government hopes to further strengthen the spirit of collaboration and appreciation for cultural diversity and national talent. The festival is also expected to serve as a momentum to introduce Indonesia's rich heritage to a wider audience.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I'm Indra Asmo, President Director of Radio Republik Indonesia. On behalf of the management and staff of Radio Republik of Indonesia, I wish you happy fasting during this holy month of Ramadan, 1447 Hijriah. The month of Ramadan is a moment to strengthen the values of faith, integrity, and social concern. In line with Radio Republik Indonesia's vision as a trusted, relevant, impactful, and inspiring public media, we are committed to continuing to present podcasts that educate, inspire, and strengthen national unity and values. Through the spirit of Ramadan, RRI will continue to fulfill its role as a platform for accurate and balanced information, a means of public education, and a source of inspiration that fosters optimism and hope for this nation. May our fasting be accepted by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and may this Ramadan bring blessing, peace, and a renewed spirit in serving the community and the nation. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Terlalu Voice of Indonesia.
Kimaatas Waterfall is the most beautiful water tourism in Manado City, North Sulawesi. This becomes the residents' favorite recreational destination. This waterfall has a natural panorama that can spoil the eyes. Kimaatas Waterfall is located in Kimaatas Village, Mapanget District, Manado City. The location is about 10 kilometers from Sram Ratulangi Airport and 15 kilometers from downtown of Manado City and can be accessed by personal or public motor vehicles. This waterfall can be reached within 50 minutes from downtown of Manado City by land transportation. This waterfall has 3 steps and height of about 8 meters. Under the waterfall, there is a reservoir of water that forms a pool so that visitors can swim in the area. The panorama around this waterfall is very beautiful, and it is surrounded by green trees so that the atmosphere is cool and calm. The water flows into the clean Kima River and empties into the Manado Beach. The water flow from the upper Kima waterfall is not too heavy because there is a plain which makes this waterfall look like to have levels. The water that comes down from above will indeed hit layers of rocks before going down to the bottom, so the resulting water flow is not too heavy. Therefore, you can swim and enjoy the flow of water from the waterfall directly in the water reservoir. There are several places that are quite deep, and this place is suitable for those of you who are proficient at swimming. If you are not good at swimming, you can just play in the water around shallow areas. If you don't want to swim, you can roll out a mat and sit around the waterfall to enjoy the rushing water. At the location of this waterfall, there are trees that are quite dense and large. If you want to stay overnight, there are quite a lot of inns here. Because the location is not too far from downtown of Manado, of course, there will be many inns with a variety of prices there.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cepat, kasihku sayang. Cepat, cepat, kasihku sayang. Cepat. Atau kita kan Bunyi takkan
Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian wonder, miscellany. Let's speak Bahasa Indonesia. Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, when traveling to East Sumba, East Nusa Tenggara, you must visit Tanggedu Waterfall. It is known as the Grand Canyon of East Sumba because of the waterfall's location between beautiful cliffs. The location is in Tanggedu Village, Kanatang Subdistrict, about 46 kilometers from Wayangapu City, the capital of East Sumba. To reach Tanggedu Waterfall, you have to travel overland for about 2 hours from Wayangapu. During the trip, you will see beautiful views. Then, in Tanggedu Village, you still have to trek for 3 kilometers. Tanggedu Waterfall is open every day from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time. The entrance ticket price is 5,000 rupiah or just 32 US cents per person. Arriving at Tanggedu Waterfall, you will be greeted by the sound of gurgling water flowing from a height of about 8 meters. There are two waterfalls from different river flows. The water is very clear and clean, so you can see the blue bottom of the pool. This pool is quite wide and shallow, so you can swim or buddy raft. Listeners, besides swimming, don't forget to capture the moment by taking photos. Tanggedu Waterfall provides several interesting natural photo backdrops. Each background provides a unique image. You can pose with the waterfall in the background. The photo angle that is no less interesting is the background of the rock cliffs on the left and right banks of the river. Apart from that, the bathing pool with various colored rock reliefs around it is a beautiful photo spot. For facilities, this tourism attraction is equipped with a restaurant and bathrooms. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia. Bang.
cari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Namun selama nafas berhembus, aku kan mencoba.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Saya Suka Sekali. Saya Suka Sekali, which means I really like it. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about Saya suka sekali. Saya suka sekali, which means I really like it. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Ayu, a friend of Chris, a vlog community member from Solo. Chris told Ayu that he really likes Salat Solo. Let's listen to their conversation.
Restoran ini favorit keluarga saya. Kami sering datang ke sini untuk makan Salat Solo.
Saya suka sekali hidangan ini. Rasanya enak, isinya lengkap.
Iya, ada daging, sayuran, dan telur.
After listening to the conversation, now I will introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, Saya suka sekali. Saya suka sekali, which means I really like it. I'm going to say each word 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Suka sekali, which means
really like hidangan, hidangan, which means dish. Saya suka sekali hidangan ini, which means I really like this dish. Restoran, restoran, which means restaurant. Favorit, favorit, which means favorite. Sering, sering, which means often. Enak, enak, which means delicious. Lengkap, lengkap, which means complete. Daging, daging, which means meat. Sayuran, sayuran, which means vegetable. Telur, telur, which means egg. In this conversation, you will hear the sentence, saya suka sekali hidangan ini. Saya suka sekali hidangan ini, which means I really like this dish. In that sentence, there is the expression suka sekali, suka sekali, which means really like. The word sekali, sekali, which may mean really or very much, is an adverb we use to emphasize something. In this case, how we feel about something, namely suka, suka, which means like. So, the sentence saya suka sekali hidangan ini, saya suka sekali hidangan ini, which means I really like this dish, meaning that someone likes a dish very much. Here comes another example. Let's listen to other examples using the word sekali. Sekali, which means really, describing a strong feeling or enjoyment to something. Senang sekali. Senang sekali, which means very happy. Chris senang sekali bertemu dengan Ayu. Chris senang sekali bertemu dengan Ayu, which means Chris is very happy to see Ayu. Lapar sekali. Lapar sekali, which means really hungry. Ayu lapar sekali karena belum sarapan. Ayu lapar sekali karena belum sarapan, which means Ayu is really hungry because she has not had breakfast yet. For your information, Salad Solo is a typical dish from Surakarta, which contains a combination between meat and vegetables. The word salad in Salad Solo is from the Dutch word slaatje, which means salad. Salad Solo is considered a salad because it has vegetables like beans, carrot, tomato, and cucumber. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Restoran ini favorit keluarga saya. Kami sering datang ke sini untuk makan Salad Solo.
Saya suka sekali hidangan ini. Rasanya enak, isinya lengkap.
Iya, ada daging, sayuran, dan telur.
Listener, that was today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation about saya suka sekali hidangan ini. Saya suka sekali hidangan ini, which means I really like this dish. Hopefully, this edition is useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. Let's meet again with another topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia. telah ditinggalkan karena cinta ada di hatimu. Jangan pernah kau ragu untuk membuka hatimu, kau akan tahu cinta bersamamu. Cinta
of Indonesia.
Thank you. imajinasi, tercandu ku terkultivasi, yeah. For real you my fantasy, sana sini kau berjalan-jalan dalam mimpi, Parasmu menyinari, gelap hangat di hati. Tak perlu ku lagi cari-cari bintang di TV. Know that you're not superficial, you the official, certified beauty, yeah. Tak peduli what they say, you know you're the best, semoga bumi, yeah. Listen to me say, don't you ever change anything about you. Feel like I'm dreaming, you're showing a minute. Got my full attention, you know that I'm in it.
Sayang itu hanyalah sebuah mimpi. Terbangunkan pagi bersama matahari. Bersama matahari aku bergetar.
Of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Bhutan, Southeast Sulawesi, entitled Wandiu Ndiu. The song Wandiu Ndiu, meaning mermaid, was written by La Ode Imaduddin. This song is closely related to the culture and oral traditions of the Bhutanese people. Wandiu Ndiu narrates a mother who turned into a mermaid because she swam into the oceans for too long to find food for her children. Waiting for the mother who never came home, one of her children sang this song and she called the mother to come home to breastfeed her younger sibling. When the mother was not fully scaly, she could listen and come to meet her child. However, when her whole body was covered with fish scales, she could no longer hear the song Wandiu Ndiu that her child was singing on the coast. Here is Olan Malio with the song entitled Wandiu Ndiu from Bhutan, Southeast Sulawesi. Enjoy listening to the song.
Tulang, tulang, tulang,
Wow!